Good morning. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and today I have the opportunity to talk to Sarah Means of Regional Solutions. Regional Solutions is a program of the Governor's Office, and good morning.
Good morning.
I looked at the state's website earlier this morning, and I'm like, okay, there are actually quite a few categories. Yes, and I did. It was easy to find, and I thought the website was really quite well thought out. Give us an introduction. What is Regional Solutions?
So Regional Solutions, thanks for having me. I think this is a really important conversation to have in the regions that we serve, because I don't think many people know of or think of Regional Solutions when we might be really great partners to engage. So Regional Solutions, as you mentioned, is a program based in the Governor's Office. I'm the Regional Solutions Coordinator for a 4-county region, which includes Lincoln County. So Lane, Lynn, Lincoln, and Benton County. So very big region.
Gotcha.
There are 8 coordinators throughout the state. So 8 of me strategically placed for 11 regions. So some of us coordinators have more than one region. I'm not one of those. I'm lucky and get to stick with the 4 counties that I have. But some individuals, both on the South Coast in Central and Eastern Oregon, get to serve 2 different regions, which makes their lives even busier. The districts or the regions generally follow the economic development districts. So anybody out there that is familiar with EDDs or COGS, Council of Governments.
Gotcha.
We align with those districts throughout the state, which is, I think, a really great way of organizing and being able to partner with our Council of Governments.
Thank you for that. I did not realize that.
Yeah. So 8 coordinators, 11 regions aligned with economic development districts.
Wow.
So the goal of Regional Solutions, which is really what people probably care about more than how we're configured, is really to help move the needle on local priority projects as they relate to community and economic development. So I am the coordinator sitting in the governor's office, but then the people that matter most are the state agency representatives that I get to coordinate and sort of pull in and out and as priority projects come on our radar. So coordinators, they coordinate 5 different state agencies by statute. So those state agencies are DEQ, DLCD, Oregon Housing and Community Services, ODOT, and who am I? Business Oregon. How could I forget Business Oregon? I know. You see me playing with my fingers here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But you nailed it.
Yeah. So those are the organizations or agencies that are statutorily required to be part of the team. So okay. I have representatives that from each of those agencies that join me on the team.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're also able to bring in other agencies as we need to. So we're in a very wet region of the state. So I talk a lot with our friends at Division of State Lands, DSL. We work closely with folks at ODFW or, you know, other agencies that, you know, as we see, or state parks, as we see projects come up that are priorities for local our local partners, we help engage the agencies as needed.
Yeah, Sarah, I think maybe you could tell us about what some priorities are. You know, like you had said, how projects are picked. How do we kind of chip away at this?
Yeah, so we're at a really interesting time. I didn't say this earlier, but I've been in this position for about 6 months now. Mm. So I'm relatively new and just trying to understand the role that I play as I engage with the team and the local communities that we serve. As part of that sort of newness, I've been afforded the opportunity to really take a deep dive into the priorities that we have for our particular region. South Valley Mid-Coast is what we call that,
gotcha.
By the way. For the South Valley Mid-Coast region, we've been in the last 6 months in a really frankly, exciting position as we look at the priorities that had been previously established, and that had been a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so great opportunity to maybe hit the refresh button.
Nice.
And have those conversations with local communities and with the advisory committee and other just important partners that we have.
And is there kind of a life cycle in any particular way about how projects start and their end? Is there any sense there? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think no project is the same. Mm. I mean, I think generally speaking, like if a community partner knows Regional Solutions and knows that we're out there and is understanding that their project is going to be interfacing with state agencies in some way, they'll either call me or they'll call one of our team members with the agency that they're working with, and we'll have that discussion, and we'll that actually seems to fit with our priorities, and it's engaging with more than one agency, agency, and so let's do this, let's figure out how to make this a Regional Solutions project. But I would say that's probably the most typical, either that or one of the team members or myself hear about a project, are curious, ask some questions, and really, actually that totally fits with the work that we do, and we engage from there should the local community want that. So I think that's a really key point. Like, this is really locally driven, and we want it to remain that way. So so priorities, like, what are our priorities? Well, good question. We're in the middle of resetting those right now. And at our next advisory committee meeting, my goal is to have the committee actually adopt what those are.
Okay.
Generally speaking, we do a lot of work in infrastructure. So we have infrastructure needs all over the region. It's universal no matter where you are, whether you're here in Lincoln County or down south in Lane County and Cottage Grove. And, everybody needs infrastructure, and either new infrastructure or revitalization of existing infrastructure. And so I think that's a really sort of easy way for Regional Solutions to engage, because we have a lot of infrastructure people on the team, whether it be ODOT or Business Oregon, who engages with water, wastewater infrastructure and other things, or broadband, or, we have a lot of conversations about fiber, water, roads.
Yeah. I imagine it kind of never ends, the infrastructure part.
Yeah. So that's clearly a very key piece of the work that we do. And state agencies are generally pretty good at helping to fund those projects as well. Mm. And so we can engage in a way that not only is, okay, how does that look from sort of a regional perspective and a broader development perspective, but also how do we engage via sort of a funding mechanism?
Sarah Means, she is with Regional Solutions, and we're going to take our next break, and we'll be back in just a moment on Connections. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller with the County Commissioner's Office, talking to Sarah Means of the Governor's Office and Regional Solutions, Commissioner Hunt's participation on the Marine Task Force. That's a Regional Solutions type of project, right?
Totally, totally. Yeah. And when I say the blue economy, that's sort of a new term for me and how I think about it. I've always sort of, maritime has been sort of the more traditional way to couch that when we talk about that in terms of economic development. But I was recently, Representative Gomberg actually alerted me. He's like, "Hey, I'm calling it the blue economy." Mm. I'm like, "That's great. I think that opens it up even, to a broader conversation, which is really helpful." Commissioner Hunt, who also, by the way, serves on our advisory committee for Regional Solutions, he's just great insight for Lincoln County and a great representative for Lincoln County on that committee. The work that was done with that task force in what you even gave me a specific example earlier, that, the welding program at the community college that came directly from that task force work, those are the exact type of things that we're interested in, and how can we bring people together, coordinate those efforts to really move the needle on the ground, right? Yeah. And that, a welding program and a community college training your local residents to do in skills that are really desperately needed, not just in Lincoln County, throughout the state, frankly, but specifically here in Lincoln County, that's huge. And helping not only sort of with skills development but local workforce development and helping with elevate the local income and, you know, all of those things that economic developers really like to do and sort of dig their teeth in.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of kind of that economic development specifically, Rain, for example, I've really enjoyed the work that Rain has been doing. And, you know, I've been to some of the speed pitches and a couple of other events. So how does, for example, Rain fit into this architecture of regional solutions? Rain would be an example of an organization that Regional Solutions supports, or how do we think about that?
Yeah, so Rain actually came out of Regional Solutions a number of years ago. It was a priority of Regional Solutions. So a lot of the work that was done, I want to say like 2013-ish, 2014, some back in there, that was actually the regional priority for the Regional Solutions team, was to help with further develop Rain and the opportunities that come from an accelerator and innovation network.
Yeah. Rain's kind of got started in Lane, didn't it? Was that the episode?
I engaged with Rain a ton at Lane County in my prior life, you know, as the Director of Economic Development at Lane County. We have Rain in a number of the communities in Lane County. Florence, Vinita, Oak Ridge, Lowell, Cresswell, and now Coburg are coming online with programming there. But yeah, I mean, we really saw it as an opportunity to help facilitate that entrepreneurial culture in some of our rural communities that maybe weren't coming into the metro area, Eugene Springfield metro area, to access those services. And what we did find, you know, they've been in Florence the longest from I'm speaking very clearly from a Lane County standpoint at this right now. But what we found in Florence was that they were engaging with entrepreneurs that we had never seen before. You know, they were getting people out of their homes and garages.
Yeah,
it's really neat. Yeah, it was totally cool. And so I think it's a really great asset for the region to have leaders in the entrepreneurial world helping with our sort of local talent and with their ideas and helping them sort of accelerate those, either to fail fast, right? You know, a concept that is that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Or to not fail fast if they have something, and to help, you know, bolster their business and really do good work and something that they love to do. We've got such a great setting here in the South Valley Mid Coast in that we have the University of Oregon and we have Oregon State University. So we've got two major universities that are just, you know, cranking out sort of, you know, those innovation and entrepreneurial type projects, right? And so we've got an accelerator at both of those universities, and particularly for Lincoln County and your connection with OSU and the marine sciences, and, you know, and how that does relate with the blue economy. I think those are all really, really critical things that we should be talking about from a broader, more regional perspective that can have really significant impact on the local economy here in Lincoln County.
Yeah, totally agreed. Sarah Means, she is with Regional Solutions, and we're going to take our next break and we'll be back in just a moment on Connections. We are talking to Sarah Means of Regional Solutions, a program of the Governor's Office. Now, Sarah, we didn't talk about this yet, but you have a history.
So I was at Lane County, based in Eugene, for 10 years. I was the Director of Economic Development there for the last several years, at the county for 10 years as a whole, always in community and economic development.
Now, your master's was in?
Community and Regional Planning from the University of Oregon. Go Ducks.
Go Ducks. It's all right. Well, and I wanted to ask you, how did you find yourself in the role you're in now? Like, what led you to
it? Great question. I mean, it was sort of like falling into economic, like, so people would ask me about that question with economic development as well. Like, how do you do that? How do you get there? Because it's a super cool profession and people want to do that work, right? Yeah. It's really fun. And you just sort of fall into it, right? Mm. Like, I didn't come out of college or my undergrad or my grad school saying, I'm going to go be an economic developer.
Yes.
Like, that's not what you do. You just sort of, the work finds you, right? And so that's this situation. The work kind of found me. I engaged with Regional Solutions as a Lane County staff person, certainly, in the work that was done there. I sort of never thought that was where I was going to land post Lane yeah. County, but here I am and loving every minute of it. Frankly, I'm a public servant. I mentioned that to you before. Like yeah. I've been a career public servant, and I think that says something about me in that I truly do enjoy and love serving whatever jurisdiction I'm working for. Yeah. And frankly, the yeah. state of the people of the state of Oregon. Like it's
now you get to
fun.
Serve them all.
How cool is it? Like I've gone from serving individuals and individual communities that in local government to serving the residents of Lane County to now serving the residents of four counties in the South Valley Midcoast. And I like that's what gets me up in the morning. It sounds silly, you know, but
great.
I love it. I really do love it. And I love seeing the impact of the work that I get to participate in.
Well, let's talk about that because I think you sound perfectly suited for what you're doing. Talk about that economic development. How are we to think of these special programs and helping communities grow? Like maybe give us that 10,000 foot view of how does regional solutions ultimately address local needs? We think about it as a hierarchy, but like you had mentioned before, thinking about it as a hierarchy, it's really a very malleable process.
Yeah, it totally is. And it's a very collaborative process, you know. Mm-hmm. And so what I would say is that we really do take our lead from the local partners that we work with. Mm. Now, and you would be right if you were thinking this, right? Like this is a pretty diverse region. Right. We Lane County is different from Linn County, which is different from Benton County, which is different from Lincoln County. Right.
Yeah.
Like, we,
right.
you know, it is. So that's the challenge. Right. Trying to understand the common language amongst all of the sort of sub regions within the region.
Right.
And while we're all very different. If you sort of think about it that way, we also have a lot of similarities, particularly when it comes to community and economic development. So, yeah, our economies might look a little bit different. Coastal economy versus, you know, sort of the more inland agricultural economy that they might see in Linn and Benton counties to the tech community and right. Eugene.
And like you're saying, the blue economy and here.
Yeah, right? Like, it's different. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to community development or economic development, your needs are very similar, right? Infrastructure. We've talked a lot about infrastructure. Like you need broadband
yeah.
to, you know, run a business here in Newport.
Yeah,
just like you need broadband to run a business in Corvallis or Eugene or Oak Ridge or Sweet Home. You know, that's universal. Mm. Y'all need roads to drive on,
right.
safe roads to drive on. And so there is a common language and really what, at the end of the day, what we're all trying to do here is have a thriving community.
Yeah.
And that starts with, you know, having access to the resources that, you know, individuals need in our communities, whether that be public safety, whether that be a good, solid, well-paying job to, you know, the broadband that'll help you access your telehealth or, you know, medical needs or that will help your child do better at school.
Yeah.
Right. And so those are the types of things that we're thinking about or let's talk about housing, right? Like, you know, we all will thrive when we have a comfortable and warm home. And so, and we can afford that home.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing more from you and having you back on the program in the future. Also, I'd just like you to make a comment too on the governor and those priorities and objectives. There is also a two-way street there too, because I'm sure you learn things, adjustments are made, and there's a flexibility there as well.
I would say, I think it is important to understand, like, this is a two-way street. Well, I do work for the governor, and the governor has different policy priorities for her administration and her term as governor. And it's important for a coordinator to understand those and be able to see how those fit into the local landscape in our region. It's as equally as important to be embedded in and understand the local priorities and have those help to educate and inform priorities from a statewide perspective as well.
Well, I love it. Thank you for taking time for us today. I do want to remind our listeners that you can Google Regional Solutions, find the website very easily, And there is some interface continuity there. It's easy to see how I think to provide your input and that you want to hear too, how people think it's going. So
yeah, I do. I want to hear.
All right. Sarah Means, thank you for coming on the program today. And thank you for listening. We will see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.